From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. When a recent article claimed Arby's looks to add plant-based Impossible Meat to menu, Arby's decided it was time to set the record straight. The article in Food & Wine reports Arby's had reached out to Impossible Meats as a potential investor, but Arby's tells Drover.com, contrary to reports, Arby's is not one of the restaurants interested in working with Impossible Foods. The chances we will bring plant-based menu items to our restaurants, now or ever, are absolutely impossible. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval applauds the Trump administration's ag assistance package. After last week's announcement, Duval told AgriMarketing.com the package is welcome relief to an economic sector that's been battered by foreign competitors and retaliatory tariffs. He thanked the president for living up to his commitment to stand by our farmers and ranchers who'd rather earn their income from the marketplace, but says the ag package will help us weather the current agricultural downturn. In meetings last week, the Producer Traceability Council reached consensus on two major points to increase the number of cattle identified in the U.S. The council unanimously agreed the best option for cattle industry moving forward is working toward the adoption of the ultra-high-frequency radio identification system. The timeline for adoption mirrors the USDA's for sunsetting the metal tags, with complete implementation no later than January 1, 2023. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.